Yerushalmi printed in Bavli, Shkolim, Daf Tev Vav. We begin at the top of Tev Vav with Aleph on the third line, Oila Ayel Lama Nema. The Gemara asks the question, Oila Ayel Lama Nema, why did it say, or for the ram? Shehaya Badin, Imatsanu, Shechilik ben Niske ben Shana, Leniske ben Shnatayim, Lekach Nechilik ben Niske Shnatayim, Leniske Sholosh. The answer is one could have made a deduction if we find that the Torah differentiated between the libations of a first-year animal and those of a second-year animal, we should therefore differentiate between the libations of a second-year animal and those of a third-year. Talmud Lomar, Oy La'ayel Ha'echad. Therefore the Torah wrote, or for the ram, to teach that we do not differentiate between second- and third-year animals' libations. Oy La'seh Bekasovim Lama Ne'ema. Why does the Pasuk say, or for the lamb among the sheep? Shehaya b'din, im matsanu shechilik ben niskei keves ben niskei ayel, lekach nachleik ben niskei kisrael niskei rachel. The answer is one could have made a deduction that if we find that the Torah differentiated between the libations of a sheep and those of a ram, we should therefore differentiate between the libations of a female lamb and those of a ewe. Talmud Lomar, oi laseh b'ksavim. Therefore the Torah wrote, or for the lamb among the sheep. Oy beizim lama ne'ema, why does it say, or among the goats? Shehaya b'din im matsanu shechilik ben niskei keves leniskei ayel, lekach nachleik ben niskei gidi leniskei tayish. The answer is one could have made a deduction that if we find that the Torah differentiated between the libations of a sheep and those of a ram, we should therefore differentiate between the libations of a kid and those of a male goat. Talmud Lema, oy beizim, hekish katan shebeizim negodol shebetayoshim, Ma ze be shloishes lugim, have ze be shloishes lugim. Therefore the Torah wrote, or among the goats, to compare the young goats with the most mature male goats. Both require libations of 3 log. Vesham hayoim kosov v'chulei, hegab alfmecha sheziv goyse hayoim. The Gemara asked for the Mishnah tool that the name of the day was written on the seal. Now consider what is he managed, this person who is trying to be a trickster, what if he managed to find the correct day of the week? Shem Mishma HaYakosav Alav, the answer is the name of the watch of the Kohanim was also written on it. Hegeb Azmecha Sheziv HaGoyser HaMishma. Well, consider what if he managed to find the correct watch. Shem Ayoim, Shem Shabbos, Shem Chodesh HaYakosav Alehem Afile Roitzel Lezayeg Oy Ein Motzel Lezayeg. The Gemara answers the name of the day, the name of the week, and the month were written on it, so that even if he wishes to find everything correctly, he will not be able to do so. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalet. Shtei lishkos hayu b'mikdash, achas lishkas chashoin, v'achas lishkas hakelim. The Mishnah says there were two chambers in the Mikdash. One was called the discreet room, and one was the utensils room. Lishkas chashoin, yurei chet, nosnim l'soicha v'chashoi, v'aniyei, v'aniyim, v'nei tovim, v'spalnasim m'toicha v'chashoi. The discreet room, God-fearing people would discreetly put charity there, and the poor people of good stock would discreetly be sustained from there. Lishkas hakelim, kol mishehu misnadev kli zol kol lesoicha. And the utensils room, whoever wishes to donate a utensil to the Mikdash would throw it into the room. Ba'achas l'shoshim yoyim, ha'gizbarim, poischem oisoi, v'chol kli shemotzu bo l'soirich, l'berk habayis, manichin oisoi, once in 30 days, the treasurers would open it, and any utensil found there could be used to the Berek HaBayis, would be put aside for that use. Any other utensils would be sold, and their money would be used for the Berek HaBayis, again, which is the upkeep of the Mikdash. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Yitzhak bar Nachman, Havre Parnasin, Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Chama avoid Rabbi Yehoshia, Dinah, V'yayev lei l'chorin. Rav Yaakov by Idi and Rav Yitzhak bar Nachman were appointed over the charity collections. They would give Rabbi Chama, the father of Rabbi Yerushaya, a dinar coin, and he would give it to others who were too embarrassed to go directly to these appointees. Rabbi Zecharia chasnei de Rabbi Levi hayu hakol melizna lav amen de loitzorech v'unasav. Everyone would say about Rabbi Zecharia, the son-in-law of Rabbi Levi, that he was unjustly accepting charity. M'dedamech badkin v'ashkehin, but when he died, they checked and they found that he would actually distribute that money to others. Rabbi Chinna bar Papa, have maflik mitzvah belele chadzman pagabe vabahoyin duchaya amrei lekein often Rabbi leisafik gvoe echa. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa would distribute charity at night to avoid embarrassing the poor. He once met the head of the spirits, who said to him, Rabbi, Pasuk says, in drawing Perek Yotef Pasuk Yodalet, you shall not move your neighbor's boundary, and the night him is the domain of the spirits. Amalev leikin ksiv matan b'sefer yichaper af v'hava mistafi minei v'arak min kaimei. Rechina bar Papa replied, does it not say in Mishlei, in Perek Chofanof Pasuk Yodalet, a gift given discreetly reduces anger? The spirit became afraid of him and fled. Amar b'yoina, ashrei noisin ladal, ein ksiv kan ela, ashrei maskel ladal. Zer shehu mistakel b'mitzvah heich la'asisa. Rabbi Yonah said that the Pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Beis does not say fortunate is one who gives to the poor, but rather says fortunate is one who contemplates the poor, meaning he looks at how to perform the mitzvah without embarrassing the recipient. Ketzad haya Rabbi Yonah oisa, kesha haya roya oni ben tovim sheyorab nechasav, haya oim elai b'ni b'shul, sheshamati shenafla lacha, yirusha rakam acher, toil at v'at peirea min When Rabbi Yonah would see a poor man of good stock who had lost his money, he would say to him, my son, I heard you have received an inheritance from Elsa, I mean a distant relative. Take this money and you'll pay me back. But once he took it, Rabbi Yonah would tell him that it was actually a gift. Chir ba'ada is hava savin b'yaminoin, manda hava yaevloin, mevin reish shasa letzumat rabba, have nothin min basakei le have nothin amin de shatan gaban. Chiba Ada said that there were elderly people in our time. If one would give them charity between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they would accept it. After that, they would not accept it, as they would say, our entire year's earnings are already with us. Nehemia ish shichin pagaba Yerushalmi echad amalei zocha chaimi chada tanagolta. Amalei Helach to Macy the Kuppard, Vizavin Kuppard, Va'achel, Umis, Vayatzavach, Va'amar, Bo, Vesabdu, La'Rego Shel, Nehemia. Nehemia of Shichin once met a poor Yerushalmi Jew who asked him for one chicken. Nehemia replied, take this coin and that's enough to actually buy meat. The poor man went and bought meat, ate it, and died. Nehemia cried out and said, let's come and eulogize the murder victim of Nehemiah. Nachmish Gamzu, Hayamoylech Don Lebeis Hamov, Pagabai Mokishin Echad Amalei Zachayimi, Mima de Iskabich, Amalei Mirzo, Chazav Ashkei Umis. Nachmish Gamzu was taking a gift to his father in law's house. He met a man afflicted with boils. The man asked, give me some of what you have. Nachmish Gamzu responded, when I return. But when he returned, the man had died. He said in front of the dead man, let the eyes that saw you and did not give to you be blind, let the hands that did not stretch out to give you be cut off, let the legs that did not run to you be broken. And it happened to him as he said. Sadik legabe Rabbi Kiva amalei, Ili shani roya oisach b'kach, amalei, ili she'enani roya oisach b'kach, amalei, ma at mechaleleini, amalei, o ma at mevai b'yisurin. Rabbi Kiva went to visit Nochemish Gamzu and said, woe is to me that I see you in this state. Nochem replied, woe is to me that I do not see you in this state. Rabbi Kiva asked him, are you cursing me? And Nochem replied, are you rejecting afflictions? Rabbi Osher Rabba, have a rabbi, Rabbi Yeshaya, the great son's teacher, was blind and used to eat with him every day. Once Rabbi Yerusha had guests and was not able to eat with this man. In the evening, Rabbi Yerusha went to him and said to him, my master should not be angry with me. I had guests today, and I said it's better that they do not show disrespect to the honor of my master. That's why I do not eat with my master today. Amale ata payasta lamanda mischami vlechami, then the chami vle mischamaya ykabel piyusich. The teacher said to Rabbi Hoshea, you've appeased the one who is seen but cannot see, the one who sees but cannot be seen should accept your appeasement. Amale hadar min alach, Rabbi Hoshea said to the teacher, from where do you know this blessing? Amale medu blizabin yakav, de blizabin yakav al chad the sagi nahua. Le karte yasevle Rabbi Yaakov le ramine de yemun de lule de habba nasha rabba le yasevle Rabbi Yaakov le ramine avdin le panasa diaka. The teacher said to Roisha that I learnt it from Rabbi Yaakov. A blind man once came to live in his town of Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov sat himself lower than the blind man, so everyone should say that he must be a great man, or Rabbi Yaakov wouldn't lower himself in this way. As a result, they sustained the man honorably. Amalain maro achen amulei Rabbi Yaakov Yasev lora minach v'tzale Eloi hadad salusa atel gamalasa chesed v'mande mischami v'leichami dein dechami v'leim mischami igmol yaseich chesed. The blind man asked why they were doing this, and they told him that Rabbi Yaakov had sat lower than him. The blind man blessed Rabbi Yaakov, saying, you acted with kindness to one who is seen but cannot see. The one who sees but cannot be seen should act with kindness with you. The Lama Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Rabbi Yosha Rabba have Matailin Beilein Knishta the Lod. Once Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina and Rabbi Yosha the Great were walking through the synagogues of Lod. Am Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Rabbi Yosha Kama Mamoin Shiku Abaisai Kan. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina said to Rabbi Yosha, look how much money my ancestors invested into it. Amale kamen afashoyes shiku avisecha kan lahava is b'nei nash delayin b'yoreisa. Rabbi Yosha said to Chama, how many lives did your ancestors bury here? Were there no people who were toiling Torah? I mean, it would have been better to spend the money on supporting the poor so they could learn, that they should be able to learn Torah. Rabbi Avon Avad Elaine to Aya de Sedu Rabba. Rabbi Avon built the gates of the great Beis Medrash. Asa Rimana legabe amale chami my avodis. Rabbi Mana came to visit him and Rabbi Avon said, see what I've done to show honor to the house of Hashem. Hamalei v'yishvach yisrael esayso v'yiven hechalois le'havibar nash le'nash deloin v'yuraisa. Rabbi Mana said to Avon, the pasuk says in Hoshea in Perek Ches, pasuk Yudalad, and Yisrael forgot their maker and has built temples. Were there people who were toiling Torah? Tani kodje ha'vizbech v'tzinis avoy lahen mikodje bedek abayis. The Baisa says that items consecrated for the Mizbeach, then those that are suitable are taken out for use of the Bedek HaBayis. However, if they were animals, even if they became blemished, and therefore became disqualified from being bought on the Mizbeach, they still cannot be used for Bedek HaBayis, as their only use was for the Mizbeach, and that's no longer possible. V'ataninan kli shematzoi boi tsoyach v'Bedek HaBayis manichin oisoi v'ashan imkoin v'tameyim noiflim l'Bedek HaBayis. The Gemara asks a question from our Mishnah. It says any utensil found there could be used for the Bedek HaBayis. That could be used for the Bedek HaBayis would be put aside for that use. Any other items, even those suitable for the Mizbeach, would not be used for that purpose, but rather they would be sold and their money would be used for Bedek HaBayis. Amar Chizkiah kinimas nizel lishkas Bedek HaBayis. Chizkiah answered, our Mishnah is merely teaching that if a vessel was found to be needed, whether for Bedek HaBayis or for the Mizbeach, they place it in the chamber or the Bedek HaBayis, and later take it for that need. Hadnalach Perek Elohein. We move on now to the sixth Perek Shlosha Asa Shofaris, and we do Halacha Aleph now. It says the Mishnah, Shlosha Asa Shofaris, Shlosha Asa Shulchanos, Shalosh Shlosha Seishtachavayos, Hayu B'Mikdash. There were 13 collection boxes, 13 tables, and 13 prostrations in the Mikdash. Shabbos HaGamliel V'Shabbos Rabbi Hananya Sekana Kehanim, Hoyu Mishtachvim Ba'arbasri. Those of the houses of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Hananya, Skanak Lehanim, would prostrate themselves 14 times. Ve'echan Ha'isa Yisera, Kenegadir Eidsim Shekin Mesoyf Bi'adam, Ve'evoisehen Shesham Ha'awin Nignas. Where was the extra prostration? It was opposite the wood storage area, as they had a tradition from their fathers that the Awin was hidden away there. Ma'asa Bekoin Echadjoya Mis'asek Ve'ois Ha'ritzpa Shi Moshuna Mechavoisera. There was once a coin working, and he saw that the flooring there was different to the others. He came to tell his colleague, but before he had a chance to finish speaking, his soul left him. They then knew that with certainty that the Aron was hidden away over there. And the Gemara says, Tani ha-shoifoi salalu akumoi sayu tsaois me'malan v'achvois anavata v'pnei ha-bamayim. The Gemara brings a baisa that the boxes were slanted, meaning narrow on top and wide at the bottom, because the tricksters who pretend to put money in but actually were taking money out. Tani b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, ha-oren gila gala imohem le-bavil. We have the first opinion in this baisa is Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the Aron went with them into the exile in Bavil. My timer le-bata dova, Amar Hashem ein dova elasha dibris le-soichei. His source is the Pasuk in Melachim Beis in Perek Chof Pasuk Yud Zayin. Not a thing will remain, says Hashem, and the only thing that which is that in which the Ten Commandments are found. That's the only important thing. V'chein ro'imeh, ole tshuvas hashana, shalach ha-melech Nebuchadnezzar v'yavio b'bavela im kleichem das beis Hashem. Ezu kleichem das beis Hashem, ze aron. Similarly, the Pasuk says in Divrei Yoram Beis in Perek Lamed Vav in Pasuk Yud, and at the return of the year, when King Nebuchadnezzar sent and brought him to Bavel with the precious vessels of the house of Hashem. Now, what is the precious vessel of the house of Hashem? That's the Aron. V'shimei lakish aime b'makayma haya Aron nignas, ado d'chsiv, v'yarichu abadim v'yiru roshei abadim v'lakodesh apnei hadvir le'u hachutza. The second opinion here is Rishim ben Lakish. He says that the Aron was hidden in its place. As the Pasuk says in Malachim Aleph, in Perek Ches Pasuk Ches, the staves of the Aron were so long that the heads of the staves could be seen inside the Holy and in front of the Holy of Holies, but could not be seen outside. And some add the words, and they are there until this day. Siv vayu v'at hamres v'layu, and nirin v'lanirin bolter v'yotzen k'shnei dadi aisha. The Pasuk first says, could be seen, and then it says, it could not be seen. That rather the staves protruded into the curtain that separated between the Heichal and the Holy of Holies, and appeared, meaning when looking for the Heichal, like the woman's breasts. For Rabbanan Amrin, Belishkas dir ha'itzim haya ha'orin gonas. The third opinion is the Rabbanan who say that the Aron was hidden under the wood storage chamber. Masa v'koyl echad, bal mum shaya oimed, v'fadfel eitzim, Belishkas dir ha'itzim. There was once a blemished kohen who was splitting wood in the wood storage chamber. He saw that the flooring was uneven, and he came and told his colleague. Before he had a chance to finish speaking, his neshama left him. They then knew with certainty that the Aron was hidden over there. Tani, say Rabbi Hoshea, Hekish alea vakunas v'yatsa eish v'sof asay. Rabbi Hoshea says in a baisa that he hit there with a hammer in an attempt to repair the flooring, and a fire came out and consumed him. Tani, Rabbi Yehuda, Shasei ben Lakish, Amar, Beis Aronis hayu mahalchin amisal, b'edbar echa jaisa hatayu lesunim v'seichai, v'echa jahayu shirei luchais nesunim v'seichai. We have a baisa, the first opinion is of Yehuda ben Lakish. He says that two Arons travelled with Yisrael in the desert. One contained the Torah and one contained the broken luchis, the broken tablets. Ze shahaisa atorah nesuna v'seichai ha'emunach ba'el moyed ador d'chsev aron v'sashem v'moyshe le'imashe mekev ha'machne. The one that contained the Torah would rest in the Aron Moyed, in the Mishkan, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, in Perek Yudala Pasuk Mem Dalad, and the Aron of Hashem's covenant and Moshe did not move from the camp. But the one that contained the broken tablets would enter and leave with them to war, and it would sometimes be seen with them. Some mafashim add those words. And a second opinion of this bais is Rabbanan, who say that there was only one Aron, and once it was taken out to war in the days of Eli HaKohen and taken captive. A pasuk supports Rabbanan because it says that the Plishtim said, Shmuel Aleph in Perek Dalad, pasuk Ches, woe to us all saith from the hand of this mighty God, something they had never seen in their lives. And this implies that the Aron was not usually taken out to war. קראי המסי לו ביהודה, בן לוקש, ויהיה משור לאחיה, הגישה אוהן הלכים, ועלי אוהן לקראת ירמיה. להיפסק את הפורט סביד בן לוקש, כזה זה נשמור, שמול אלף פרק יודם לפסק יתחס, and Shaul said to Achia, bring close the Aaron of Elikim. Now, was the Aaron not already in Kiryat Yearim? So we see from there that it was taken out to war. Ma'av Dunlei, Rabbanon, Hegisha Eli, Hasitz. How do Rabbanon understand this pasuk? They say he meant, bring to me the sitz, means Shaul was referring to a different Aaron, one that contained the vestments of the kahuna, including the sitz, and Shaul asked Achia, the Kohen Gadol, to wear the vestments of the Kohen Gadol, so he could ask a question of the Urim V'Tumim. Kohen Messiah of Yehuda, should say Benokish, Ha'oin V'Yisav Yehuda Yoshim V'Sukois V'Haloi Ha'oin V'Tzion Haya. So now the Pasuk is supported to be the Benokish. It says in Shmuel Beis in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Ha'oin, Yisav, and Yehuda are dwelling in booths. Now was the Ha'oin not in Sion? Ma'av Dulnei Rabbonon, Tzchach Shu Kukirui Sha'adayla Nivne Beis HaBechira. And the Gemara asked, well, how do Rabbanon understand this pasuk? The answer is that the Aaron was under a covering rather than a roof, as the temple was not yet built.